optimistic viewers. Welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television for the conclusion of a two-part series on some of the latest advances in cornea surgery. The cornea is a clear dome-shaped window at the front of the eye, looking out onto the world. It provides two-thirds of the eye's focusing power using its shiny, transparent, refracting surface and protects the iris and pupil. Supreme Master Television had the pleasure of meeting a leading authority in cornea surgery, Dr. Shiraz Dayah, Medical Director at the Centre for Sight Clinic in the UK, to discuss recent advancements in cornea transplantation or keratoplasty. Dr. Dayah is known globally for his work and often performs pioneering ophthalmic procedures. He was the very first eye surgeon in Britain to perform LASIK, a laser vision correction procedure. Dr. Dayah is regularly invited to speak throughout the world on such topics as treatment of corneal diseases and laser eye surgery techniques. Last week, we explored the use of artificial corneas, or keratoprostheses, in corneal transplantations. This week, we take a look at other innovative keratoplasty procedures, such as ones using lasers. In the past, mechanical devices were used for all types of corneal surgery, but today lasers are used, greatly improving precision and recuperation time for the patients. Dr. Dayah explains further the advantages and applications of advanced laser technology.
Nowadays, with improved technologies, these lasers are available to do corneal surgery because they've been designed to cut cornea, and we've adapted them to do transplants. So what we do now is we actually only remove the bit of tissue that's diseased. So say we take this cornea here and the problems lie just in the front of the cornea. What we do now is we remove that area of the cornea and then replace just that bit that needs replacing. The advantage of this is we're not entering the eye, there's less danger to patients, and we're preserving the back layer of the cornea on these patients. That belongs to them, that won't reject. And the cornea is likely to stay clear forever. If they do get rejection, it's not blinding rejection. So that's called a lamella or partial thickness transplant.
A more advanced corneal transplant method using lasers is called deep anterior lamella keratoplasty, a more complex partial thickness graft which involves removing a greater portion of the front layers of the cornea but preserving the two innermost layers.
Using lasers that we use for laser eye surgery, we're now able to make these geometric incisions in the cornea which help patients get very, very rapid visual outcomes. They can see very quickly and very clearly compared to a normal transplant which takes about a year. They can start seeing within about 6 to 12 weeks. So that's another giant leap forward. Biomechanically, the patient and the donor cornea knit together beautifully and the incision's strong, and that makes a huge difference in terms of recovery. So with technology, we're moving the boundaries, and that has all happened in the last 10 to 15 years. The most exciting one is the femtosecond laser transplant, where we can make these jigsaw cuts or tongue and groove incisions in the cornea and help the donor and the cornea fit exactly in place. But that is very exciting because it's precision technology. We're now cutting grafts to fit perfectly. The amount of manual dissection, for instance, that I have to do is much less because I've been able to create a graft in a sort of mushroom type configuration. Can't do that when you've got a piece of corneal tissue and a punch. It's just a cylinder. Whereas now with a laser, we can actually do whatever we like. We just have to program the laser to make the incisions in the way we want. If we do the same on the donor and on the host, it's bound to fit perfectly in place. You know, carpenters do tongue and groove for floorboards to make sure the joints sit and the floorboards don't rise up over each other. Well, it's the same principle. If we can do the same thing with the cornea, we've taken a leaf out of the carpenter's book and we've got ourselves a engineering principles in place that enable us to get more stable corneal wounds. If you've got more stability, it's safer for the patient. They heal much more strongly. They also heal much more quickly and in alignment. And that alignment, that shape, is very important for patients. This corneal transplant and this cornea has to be properly curved. If it's not, you're going to have a problem seeing. It's like having a lens that's misshapen. We want to make sure that we retain that curvature. How are we going to do that if we're not going to make sure that the transplant fits properly in the recipient cornea? If it bulges on one side here, it's going to influence the center of that lens. They won't see very well. So when we use lasers, we can do this a lot more precisely.
We now know a bit more about replacing the front layers of the cornea. However, what about when the cornea's back layer is diseased? Dr. Dyer now explains a newer technique which involves replacing only the innermost layers of the cornea while keeping the anterior intact.
The conventional way is to cut that big circle out and put a whole new one in. There are five layers to the cornea. We're transplanting all five layers. Now, it may be that only one or two layers of the cornea are a problem. So why are we taking out all five and putting out a whole new set of five layers? It may be the back layer only that's got a problem. There's the DSEC procedure, which is an acronym for decimate stripping automated endothelial keratoplasty. It's an innovative technique developed by a few surgeons, one in particular in the Netherlands. He was a pioneer of it, a man called Gerrit Mellis. And that has now become the way to do that kind of transplant. So for a disease called Fuchs endothelial dystrophy, where the back layer of the cornea starts to fail, the cells disappear, the cornea gets waterlogged. So what we do now is we remove that back layer, we create a thin layer off the back of a cornea from the donor, roll it or fold it. Through a small tiny incision, we put that into the eye, unfold it, and float it up to the cornea and get it to stick. And once it's stuck, and the new cells from the donor start to function, the cornea gets clear, and they see very, very rapidly, a lot of the time. Now, what's the benefit of that? Well, we've gone through a small incision, no stitches, maybe one stitch, compared to 24 stitches. It takes time for a big wound to heal. This is a tiny wound, so the recovery is very, very rapid. There's less inflammation. When you have less inflammation, you have less chance of corneal rejection. The risk of infection is lower because you've got a small incision. Also, you don't have stitches, they're going to break and allow bacteria to hit the corneal graft and cause an infection. So the advantages are phenomenal. Patients don't have to come to see us that often either. Once they're settled, they can see us every 3 or 4 months.
At the conclusion of our interview, Dr. Dyer shared with us his vision for the future of keratoplasty.
I suppose the ultimate dream is a bit like Star Trek. You know, a patient comes in, they sit on an imaging device, it plans out the treatment, you bring them over to a laser, and it does it all for you. Will we get there? I'm sure we will in time to come. But those are the sort of things that I think that we have as an ultimate vision. So patients can come in, and it's almost done in a virtual manner. In fact, we're doing it right now. When we do laser vision correction, we can do a simulation of their treatment to see on maps of the cornea whether that treatment's going to be of any benefit to them or not. And it's amazing. The development of technology and different surgical therapies, it doesn't take place in a gradual manner. It takes place in big, giant steps. And those giant steps is when we open a new door and we've entered new territory. And suddenly we realize there's a whole host of possibilities there, and we start pushing boundaries. There are now microscopes out there where we can operate without even looking down the microscope. We put on a pair of 3D glasses, and we look at it at a screen, and we get a three-dimensional image. And everybody can see the image now. It's not just a surgeon operating. The nurses can see it. It's phenomenal for education, but we can now operate looking at a television screen. And that's already been done in the United States. There's a company that manufactures this called TrueVision. It's three-dimensional imaging for eye surgery and neurosurgery. So things will always move forward.
Our true appreciation, Dr. Dyer, for your generous and passionate contribution to the field of cornea transplantation and eye care. You have not only restored vision to many grateful patients, but have also brought immense joy to their family and friends. For details on Dr. Dyer, please visit www.centerforsight.com. Thank you, refined viewers, for your company today on Golden Age Technology. Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, is up next, right after noteworthy news. May we always remember the precious gifts given by heaven.
For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.